Well, hello there and welcome everybody to another edition of this Google Hangout on Air. We are live broadcasting, one of my favorite times of the week when I get to pop on, have you join us, welcome a special guest, and talk about some good stuff that benefits us all to take our businesses to the next level. Today, we got a special guest who is incredibly educated, as you'll see, on the topic of Google Plus. Now, as you know, we've been trying to get you over to Google Plus platform for a little while here, and I hope this either helps you continue that journey or allows you to dive into that journey, because as you'll see quite quickly, there are many ways that being active on that platform is going to easily and quickly help your business grow. So without further ado, we're joined today by Mr. Ronnie Binser, who's also known as the Hangout Helper, and he's followed by more than, I think it's 83,000 people, but forget his numbers, because you'll see, in order to get a following like that or a title like that, you really have to know what you're talking about overall. And if you're active or you've visited Google Plus, maybe you've run into Ronnie or follow Ronnie, but regardless, we're going to learn everything that you need to help your Google Plus activity. So with that, hello Ronnie, how are you this afternoon?
I am doing wonderfully, thank you. And for me, it's still morning, so I've learned in this world, because it's a worldwide thing, that I hardly ever say morning, afternoon, or evening. I just say greetings.
Exactly. And everybody watching, I feel kind of, I don't really know the word, but if you saw behind Ronnie, it says Hangout Mastery. I am, in fact, a member of Ronnie's Hangout Mastery Elite Group, which we'll give you more information later if you wish. But Ronnie is the Hangout Helper, and he is a guest on my Hangout. So I sort of hope that I'm doing well. So far, so good, Ronnie.
You're doing wonderfully, yes. And you're using a tool, which I think is a neat tool. It's one that adds a little bit of extras to what the Hangout tool does itself, called Webinar Jam.
Exactly, and it's as always great to see some familiar faces, some familiar names. Please do use that chat box on the side going forward. I'll read it regularly, and we can keep that conversation going there. So let's jump right in. Ronnie, tell us, if you can, a little bit about you, and then least of which, a little bit about your adorable dog.
You bet. We'll start with me, and then if the dog comes in, you'll see her walk by, so that'll be a good indicator, and we can bring that up too. I started out in this segment of my life. I've had many different careers over the years, I guess. I started out probably closest to what's called search engine optimization, or a video search engine optimization guy. We called it video SEO. And what that meant was, how do I help videos show up higher or more often within search engines? When people start typing a request, I need to find a pet sitter, or pet sitters in, and then the name of their city or something, I'd like maybe to help my clients get their videos that are talking about their pet sitting services right at the very top of the search engine results, and then give them a link to go to their eventual webpage and things like that. So that was my job. I did that with a franchise company, not pet sitting, but it was something else. And we ran 70 different websites for all the different locations that happened to be within the U.S. at that moment in time when I was there. Later, I moved into the realm of running my own video SEO world business. And then right around that time, Google Plus came out. And when Google Plus first came out, because I know search engine optimization, and I know Google owns search, I decided I'm going to just dive in and see if this thing works.
Smart man.
And so for me, working meant, will it affect search engine results? Because honestly, just being involved with the social media platform just to say hi to people wasn't something I was all that interested in. I was busy. So I went in and I did what I call posting on purpose. And when I did that, I would put in titles that were related to the phrases I expected people to search for. I made the articles and postings around those topics. And here's what happened. Within 2 weeks of doing that, I got a phone call from someone big in my industry asking me, Ronnie, what are you doing? And I said, I'm working, playing around with Google Plus. What do you mean? He said, stop it. And I said, why? And he said, you're taking over my search phrases that I've owned for the last 5 years.
Oh, yes.
And so that was my indication that I guess it works. So at that point, he hired me to help him, okay, make sure that I didn't just take everything over, that I would allow him to have some space there as well. And so that was a good, I guess, third-party endorsement. I didn't ask. He just called me up out of the blue and said, Ronnie, stop that. You're messing with me. And so that, to me, made a difference. And so as a result, I decided I'm going to embrace this Google Plus space as an SEO guy and start using it and then hopefully make a big impact with what I did for my business. After that started, this Hangout tool that we're in became more popular. There was two levels of Hangouts. There was the regular video chat, which they had from the very beginning, and then later they added in this broadcast thing, which is what we're doing right now, this Hangout on Air. When that happened, I basically stuck a stake in the ground and said, okay, I'm a trainer, because I used to do training for years and years. I know SEO, and I know video, and so with this Hangout on Air broadcasting tool, I'm going to be the guy, at least that was my intention, to teach people how to use the tool and also monetize it by offering consulting services and eventually a membership site like I've got. And so that's where we are.
All right, beautiful. Now, tell us quickly about your wonderful dog named Joy, who, well, you tell us a little
bit
about her.
Our dog is a white lab. Her name is Joy, and I didn't know white labs existed until we got Joy. She was a 10-week-old puppy when we bought her, and she came from two chocolate labs. And so she has this beautiful, I think it's called Darby. Is that the right name?
Okay.
It's sort of a putty-colored nose, not a black one, but anyways. But I guess all you guys are pet lovers, so it's okay. She's wonderful. And we named her Joy because we knew she'd bring joy to our life, and she has. Oh, and wow. Prior to that, I didn't know white labs existed. I assumed that they meant, when they advertised it in the paper, they meant a light yellow. And they were adamant by telling me, no, it's white. And so then I went online, and I looked around for white labs, and they're all over the place. I just didn't know they existed. And from what I understand, the American Kennel Club still doesn't acknowledge them as a official color.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting. So I'm sure you went on to Google to figure out what a white lab was and find out all the background. So let's use that as a great little segue for orient us at the very beginning. What is Google Plus?
Sure. That's a big question, but I'll narrow it down. I'll say Google Plus is Google now. There's someone I like to follow as well. His name's Martin Shervington, who's also on Google Plus, very popular there. And he's been coining that phrase, saying Google Plus is Google. And what officially they call Google Plus a social layer, but it's way more than that. What ultimately Google Plus is allowing us to do is in one place bring together the Google.com world, the YouTube world, because that's owned by Google, the Gmail world, the Google Calendar world, the AdWords world, tons and tons, and Google Drive, all these different tools that are given to us by Google can be easily accessed in one place, and it's called Google Plus. But it also has another layer, which is the social part, because when you were on Google.com, you just typed and searched for something, and you didn't actually interact with anybody. You just got to the web page that you wanted, and then you went to that website. In Google Plus, you can actually say, I found this wonderful website about pet sitters in Houston, as an example, and here's what that link is, and you can talk about it. So it adds that social element, that word-of-mouth communication, that then can allow you to grow in your ability to spread what your information is. So if I have a wonderful website about pet sitting, I will use my website to do my normal things with it, but I can also go onto Google Plus and basically say, we talked about this thing on our latest blog post about dog, you know, what to do when my dog runs away because of thunder. Okay, mm-hmm. Just throwing mm-hmm. that out there, because my dog disappears when there's a thunderstorm. And so what do we do about that? You know, so if you have an article that talks about that and how to deal with it, et cetera, that's on your website. But now in the social space of Google Plus, you can also post it there, and that in and of itself will affect search results. And that, to me, is where I think we're trying to head to. There's the key.
Yeah.
Is if I'm inside Google.com, I can't really do much. I can't just say, hey, Google.com, make my website show up. I mean, people have tried that for years. It's called SEO, search engine optimization. Google's been trying to make that harder and harder and harder for you to do, you know, because they don't. Everybody tried to game that system. And so the next phase for you should be inside of a social environment, and why not be in the one that's owned by Google? Because they're going to show what you do inside Google Plus inside a Google.com search. This is just right. A proven fact.
Absolutely. And this is such an early stage of the game, so it's certainly not too late for anybody to get on board. Everybody listening, watching, and joining us today, I don't want that point to get lost. Did you catch what he said? Because it is so important to the entire thing we're doing here. When I said, what is Google Plus? Of course, it's a big question that you can answer in a variety of ways. But Ronnie said, Google Plus is Google. And that's something that you should really take to heart, because hopefully as we go on and on, even way beyond this session here, you'll start to see the benefits of using Google Plus, because when we say it is Google, that's just a way of saying that everything you do on the Google Plus platform is able to be seen, indexed, and showing up in a search user's world when they search for something that you might bring to the table. So it's also the same thing when I say you should be on your website, on your blog, creating articles, writing posts, creating content, call it what you will, but we do that for a very specific reason, because we want, when a search user is looking for your service or something you offer, that the more fresh, relevant, and informative content you have, Google is going to feel more confident that you are the one they should place in their results. And remember this, every time your website appears in the search results, that's Google putting their reputation on the line, saying, we believe this is a solid result for what you're looking for. And if it's not, you're going to think twice about using Google. This is why the search engine is so darn good at what it does, because it has able to, in under a second or two, bring back the most relevant and insightful websites that the search user is looking for. The search user is Google's client. That's who they have their responsibility to. So every single thing you do on Google Plus is another piece of content for your website and for your potential users to find you.
Let me bring up another point. You tell me if I'm getting too nerdy on you, okay?
Never. Go ahead.
There's a thing called personalized search, and this is one of the key components of why social works. If you and I are in each other's connections, they call them circles inside Google Plus. If you and I are in each other's circles and I post something that's relevant to what you just searched for, the chances of my content showing up above someone who's much more famous than I are huge, because you have already given a signal to Google that says, I know Ronnie, I trust Ronnie, I like Ronnie, therefore, you're not saying these words, but that's how they're interpreting it. When he posts something on the topic that I'm searching for, I want to see his stuff. I want to see what he has to say about it. So that right there is part of the key. When you are involved with other people's circles, they have circled you and you have circled them, is usually the best connection. Then your content that you have written or posted or somehow put out there on Google Plus is going to show up higher in the search engine results inside Google Plus, but also, this is key, also inside Google.com search. So you don't have to be just in Google Plus to do this stuff. It's going to start to show up inside Google.com based on who they, meaning Google, thinks you trust. So if they know you trust someone because you've added them to circles, that's a signal that allows Google a little bit more permission, in essence, to say, okay, let's take Josh's stuff and raise it up higher. So you go by Josh or Joshua, because I forget.
It doesn't matter. Josh is more than okay. Formally on paper, I'll sometimes sign my emails Joshua, but whatever works is fine.
Okay.
So let's apply this part directly to pet sitters. You mentioned being involved in Google Plus and circling and circle back, which is just their term of how you follow someone or how you friend them. How should a pet sitter who is either not actively involved on Google Plus or now wanting to get involved, how do they really enter the world? How do they tiptoe into it? What should they spend their first day or two actually doing?
You bet. The question is a very valid one and an important one to address because it has to do with how do you appear in this space? Are you someone that looks spammy? Are you someone that looks nice and they want to get to know you? What we want to do is avoid being spammy because people will then say, I don't want this person. And then whether you've got great stuff that matters to them or not, they don't care and they're never going to see it because they have shunned you. So we don't want that to happen. What we would rather have happen is we want people to want to get what you're talking about by circling you and interacting with you. So I'm going to tell you what is not done but should be done by everyone, and that is listen first. So if you listen first to other people talking about things that you are knowledgeable with, and then you start to interact with what they are talking about, that's the right way. If you just come in and start broadcasting first, you start talking first, then people might like you or they might not. You have a much better chance if you listen first and you start interacting with other people's conversations, then that gives you a little bit more of a trust factor. And then when you start talking, people are going to pay more attention to you. Because a lot of people... Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, before we step away from that, I love the listen first, but now when I go to Google Plus homepage and I see my profile, who am I listening to?
Right, yeah, that's where I was getting to next.
Oh, please, so, good.
Let's talk about how do you listen. Inside Google, remember what Google does is their primary thing. They do search. So they've got this search thing down. When you go into a search place and you type in pet sitters, they're going to bring up some results. Well, do the very same thing inside Google+. At the very top, there's a thing that says search for people, pages. Let's see what it says. Or posts. People, pages, or posts. Well, just type in pet sitters or whatever your phrase that you're trying to listen with. So if you think people talking about dog training problems is what you want to go for, that's the kind of conversation you'd like to get involved with, type in those words, dog training problems, and see what shows up. And that is your search method to get to those conversations. And then when you see those conversations going on and you start interacting with those, meaning you've added a comment, or if it's a wonderful post that somebody else shared, you reshare that post, you are then adding value to the conversations that are already going on without you actually posting anything. So it allows you to go in, and go in and add a comment and start interacting with those questions that are already going on in a good way. You know, you don't want to just take over the conversation, but you're listening and you're joining the conversation. And then what'll happen is people that are in that conversation are going to circle you because you're adding good stuff to the conversation. And what you should be doing is circling them. And they're going to notice that. And now you've made a connection. And you do that over and over and over again on various topics that you're searching for. And then they're going to start, some of these same people will start seeing you in more and more places, and all of a sudden they're going to say, huh, I wonder if Josh's pet sitting service, whatever it's called, has some other information. And then they go and they look at your profile. This is sort of the process that people go through. If you may have done it yourself, so you know this is how it works. So people will see you in other conversations and then eventually find out more about you.
Great. And you mentioned they'll see my profile. Of course, the big question I get a lot is personal profile versus business page. How do I make them each work? What do you suggest is a really good best practice for pet sitters to venture into Google Plus with the profile versus the page?
This is a tricky answer because my answer is right. It's not just because it's me. It's because I've been doing this for 3 years and I know it works. But it's not what people want to hear. And so, sorry if you hate me after this, but what works best in Google Plus is you first start as a profile, a person. Later, you can then become a page. Can you do both at the same time? Yes. How much time do you have is the challenge. So because most people are limited in their time, I think it's best to start and establish yourself as a person, called a profile, talk about pet sitting, talk about your business. Hopefully it's something you're very interested in because it's your world. And then at some point, once you've gained momentum, then we're not talking all the tactical, we're just talking about the big strategic picture here. Once you've gained momentum, then you start pushing people or encouraging people to go look at your business page. Then, and only then, have I seen the business pages take off, because they know the person behind the page. They know the person behind the business. People like to deal with people. So when you can, starting as a profile, giving that a lot of time, and what's that mean? It's sometimes 6 months. Sorry, but this is this is what works. It's 6 months of work with that. In the meantime, you can still have your page out there. You can still share things from your page as the profile, which, by the way, is a big, big tip. You post things as the page, and then you, the popular profile, go reshare what the page posted. That then draws people in towards that page. But that's something that takes a while to do. The advantage of the page is you can have administrative help. You can have managers do that for you. You can't do that very efficiently when you're a profile.
Yeah, well, I think the big, I don't know if trap is the right word, but the big concern, I think, when people try and logically figure out, do I go with profile or business page, we want to gravitate towards business page because we're thinking, well, if I'm running a business and I'm sort of on Google Plus to help my business, I want clients, I want people to hire me, why wouldn't I go in right off the bat with my logo, with my brand, with my business, right? That's the trap.
It is the trap. And what you can do as the person, meaning the profile, is you can post things that you've done on your website. That's what we talked about earlier. The point of your space here in Google Plus is you're connecting with people, and people want to connect with people first. They tend to shy away from businesses. This has just been my experience. But once you get some momentum, and then you can encourage people to go read the stuff that you've posted as the page, then the page and its connection to your website is going to be even more powerful because you've helped prime the pump.
Yeah, and Rita brings up a very good point, and I'd love your feedback on this, Ronnie. She says, this all sounds very similar to Facebook, but with more weight to it for SEO. Is that true? How does it compare and or differ from Facebook?
I'm going to give you a little behind-the-scenes look.
Please do.
I work for myself. I'm a self-employed person. I've been involved with SEO for, I don't know, it's probably 10 years now. Maybe it's eight. A long time. You know, in computer world, that's a long time. Okay. Think of it this way. This is kind of what happened. Now, Google's not going to acknowledge this because, you know, that's just the way they are. They hardly ever acknowledge anything. But Facebook had been around, and Google wanted to be able to index the stuff that goes on with Facebook inside Google Plus, or I'm sorry, inside Google, because there was no Google Plus at that time. So they asked Facebook, would you allow us to crawl more accurately your data? Would you let us get in there so that we can accurately represent what's going on in Facebook on Google.com? Hmm. And Facebook politely or impolitely said, take a hike. No, we're not going to let you in.
Wow.
And basically, Google said, okay, then we'll make our own. We're going to make our own space, and we're going to use that to be our social space, and we're going to tie in all these other things. And that's what birthed Google Plus. Now, that's my opinion. It's backed up by many other people that came from this world of SEO. But basically, Google was not allowed to properly index what was going on inside Facebook. So they said, well, just make our own. And so there they go. So bottom line answer to your question and what Rita was bringing up is that Google owns Google Plus, they own YouTube, they own Google.com, they own all these things. They can index everything and anything they want to whatever degree they want to, and they can say this is more important than that because they have all these signals called social signals. And for a while, before Google Plus ever existed, Google stated publicly, which is why I'm saying this story and why it makes sense, they stated that they were going to pay more attention to what they called social signals. Well, the only social signal going on out there was Facebook, primarily at first, and then it was maybe Twitter. And with both those environments, they could not get in the walled garden, per se, and so they said, we're going to make our own. And that's where this Google Plus thing came out. So for sure, there is more value from an SEO perspective when you're inside the Google Plus space than there is in either Facebook or Twitter combined.
Right. And let me focus on a few things you just said. While there is all this SEO value, I want to reiterate that you should not use Google Plus to sort of broadcast over and over and over your stuff. It's not exclusive to just write a great article and then share it on Google Plus. Write a great article and share it. Why? Because at that point, you don't have the clout, you don't have the credibility, you don't have the traction, and you want to be followed by people, circled as it's called, and you want to circle people who want to engage with your stuff. So really take heart with the process Ronnie is spelling out here. Go in with your profile, get to know the people you want. They could be people in our industry, they could be subsets of it, they could be trainers, groomers, vets, whatever you want, other pet professionals, of course. Get in a dialogue with them, and remember, every single thing you do on that network is going to be a point for you in the engines. So why not? If you think that what you're doing in Facebook is working or not working, really consider mimicking that over here on Google Plus so you can get that value. And the most important thing is connection and to build the friendships and the relationships. The equivalent of a Facebook group is called a Google Plus community. I belong to a few dozen. They're very active, very good, very giving. Think as far as you want. I, of course, use Google Plus outside of the pet industry to build my knowledge around my other passions, including bringing things like this to the table. I never would have met Ronnie, for example, or Ryan Hanley, who we spoke to last week. I met these people on the Google Plus platforms. Now, the connections and relationships I have with them are some of the most powerful for my business. It all ties in. And they're not pet related, but they have helped me grow my pet business. So, Ronnie, how can a pet sitter use the platform to specifically grow their client base? How can we take them through that path? Are they supposed to go on and just look for pet owners and try to entice them back? What's the deal there?
It's kind of a mixed answer. The things are changing, and they change quickly in this space. The world that we came from 2 years ago, okay, let's just say that, has a website, and then you share that information in your social space. And you say, come see my article in the website. That was the way that it worked 2 years ago. In Google Plus, which is sort of the leading edge of some of this stuff, that doesn't work as well. What works better is you can share that information, but you have to give information about it. You don't just say, here's my latest post, check it out, and that's it. You've got to have context. You've got to say, in this post, we talk about what do you do when your dog runs away when the lightning happens and the thunder scares them. And we've got 4 points. Here's the first two. So there's a little bit of a tease, right? You say, here's the first two. If those two are valid and they like them, there's a better chance they're going to click through and go to your website. So you've got to basically give context now for what you're posting about inside the Google space. And so with that said, it's different than other networks because people on Google Plus, if they just see you posting a link, will ignore you. Mm-hmm. Okay? They just ignore it. If they know you because you've added comments and interaction in other places that they've seen, there's a better chance they will look for what you post. But still, if you just post a link, they will ignore it.
Let me add to that. Yes, you're absolutely right. And the reason it's... aside from them ignoring it, Google's also going to ignore it because there's not a lot of content. Think about it like we always talk about your website. if you're creating articles and posts, the more valid and intriguing and insightful and original words and text and content on your page, that's going to be beneficial for the user, which in turn is going to excite Google and say, wow, that's a great article. When somebody is searching X, Y, and Z in their town, I'm going to show that article because it's really helpful. The same goes for your posts and activities on Google+. If you just put a link, remember, this all has tremendous SEO value. So if you just put a link, you're missing an entire opportunity of getting more content, more dialogue into Google for them to say, oh, I see what this post is about because they gave me a nice few paragraph overview and preface of the article.
Yeah. Now, what's also there's so many layers, and this could go on for days, so we can't cover it all. But here's what happens when you post something. At first, I talked about you should go listen to other people. You should interact with their stuff. You should add comments. You should share their things. And while you're sharing it, you also add some more commentary on the top. So all of that. Let's just assume that we're doing all of those things. Now you're posting your own thing. When you post your own thing, which might be a link to your website for an article you just wrote, you should, as we talked about, give it context. You should say, this is what the article's about, here's the things we talk about, and you're going to automatically be using those keyword phrases that you would normally get involved with when you talk about SEO things.
Exactly.
This is normal. This is natural in what's called semantic search. The semantic meaning of what you are writing about is what Google is now paying attention to. So with all that said, I'm going to bring up a question that Rita brought up.
Yes, please do. I was waiting for that.
Yeah. If I post this as a person, how will that affect my business website? She's saying the business page postings, she can see how that makes more sense because it's connected more directly to the website. Well, here's the deal. When you post this as a person and you put in the proper keyword phrases that you're expecting people to search for, now Google has information. Whether you're posting as a person or a page, doesn't matter. In fact, because I'm pointing out to you people like people first before they like businesses generally, it does matter because here's the following step. When you post and you're linking to your website, that adds the value to your website. Whether you're doing that as a page or as a person, doesn't matter. What you're posting adds value to your website. So if you're posting as a person, a profile, and that gets more interaction than when you post it as a page, that just sent a good signal to Google saying, there's a lot of people that seem to like this stuff, so we're going to give it even more value where it's landing. The post and the landing page are both going to be elevated in Google's eyes because there's interaction. And who is it interacting with? It's interacting with people, here's the key, that were searching for the pet-related topics. So this is a full circle for Google. They're saying someone started with a search, they ended up with this post, they clicked through the website, and they're interacting more with the website and the post. Therefore, this is valuable content, so we're going to give it a higher place when people search for it. So it's a self-fulfilling benefit if you've got interaction. If you don't have interaction, then Google doesn't have extra signals to say this is good stuff or not. And so as a result, it doesn't get raised up as high. So if you're posting as a profile and you get more interaction because it's a profile, that is part of the key. If you post as a page and there's zero interaction, then you've lost some momentum. That's why I'm saying the difference between starting as a profile, because you'll get interaction. And here's one last little tidbit. I know
Please.
You want to jump in.
No.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Here's the tidbit. Who is interacting with you matters to Google. If you end up with other people that talk a lot about pets and they start interacting with you, it adds value to what you're posting. It's not just what you post, but it's who interacts with it. Because all of us in Google, sorry to say it this way, it's like Big Brother, they know a lot about us. They know what we're interested in. They know what we tend to talk about. And as a result, if I post things about Hangouts, because that's what I do a lot, and people that are tied to me with airplanes start talking about airplanes, that's not going to have the same endorsement value as someone else who does a lot of work with Hangouts adding some text to what I post. So it matters as to where these people have their knowledge as to how Google sees the interaction. It's good to get people from all over to interact with you, but when you can get people that are searching and talking about problems with their dog interacting with you, now you've sent a good signal to Google that they've made a good connection, and that in turn helps it spread the word.
I am blown away. Like you said, Ronnie, it's all a big circle. A lot of layers to this. Deborah said great stuff. Rita said this is so interesting. Thank you for your comments and feedback. I hope that you're getting what you want to be getting out of this. So let me take a few steps back and reiterate some of the amazing, quite simple points. And one of the things I always say is that success on any level does require some work. So you're obviously going to have to put some time, some work into this, but I see Google Plus as so easy on some levels because it's just updating your social profile like you probably do all day, every day on Facebook. But get this, if you go in and you create your profile and you listen first, and you determine who you want to connect with, who you want to interact with, people in your industry and people out of your industry to help you with all the different parts of your business. Slowly but surely, Google will take note of this. You add value. You add content. You share people's posts, not just sharing it like we do on Facebook by clicking the share button and going from there, but add a little content. I'm going to take it back for a second. I own a community on Google Plus. You're free to come on over. It's the Pet Sittingology Training Center. Search for that. You'll see our community. I think we have about 100 pet professionals in there right now. And that community, imagine if this was the case on Facebook, which it's not. In this community, we're not talking bad or private or, you know, anything that couldn't be shared on the social network or even in Google results. It is a closed community, meaning you have to request to come in and then I approve, etc. My point is, every single thing we talk about and do and reference in that community is also indexable by Google.
And so, it's also related to pets, I would assume, right? And pet sitting in the business and things like that.
It sure is. So everything you do with me in that community is a point for you. Every piece of value you add is Google saying, this person knows what they're talking about, here's their interactions, here's their website, and it all goes around. Furthermore, I share a lot with pet sitters in the community, things and articles unrelated to the pet industry specifically, but things that Ronnie shares and other people we follow share. So I will share them with you. But the trick is I don't just share and send on your way. Like Ronnie has been saying, I add a few paragraphs of how this is useful to us. And I make reference to how we can use it and something else we've spoken about. And that whole share can be indexed in Google, so it's a win all around.
Right. And that context, that extra text that you're adding, should and normally will have those keywords that people might be searching for. So that's part of what helps Google know what this conversation is about and why did you reshare it. Because Josh may reshare something that I talk about that's important for Hangouts, but he's going to couch it into the terminology and the world of pet sitters so that you can understand, hey, you could use what Ronnie's talking about here to show the client who's away on vacation, they can actually watch you with the pet. And you can do this on a daily basis. Think about how wonderful and magical your service could be when you bring that in to your offering where other people don't have that. So he just brought together the idea, which, by the way, it's an awesome idea, I think, the idea of using pet sitters and Hangouts together on top of one post that I made that was talking about Hangouts. But he contextualized it for the people in the community, which also contextualizes it for Google, which means it's going to show up differently in people's search results when they start looking for pet sitter type things.
Right. And I do that because that's one of my jobs that I like to do for the industry. And this is how you watching pet professionals, dog walkers, trainers, sitters can do the same thing. Start to follow people outside of our industry. If you want a little head start, look at my profile, click on About, and you can see all the people I follow. Pick and choose who connects and who speaks to you and follow them as well. Here's what you can do. When you find a person you're interested in, now you're going to see most of their stuff in your stream. Figure out how anything they're sharing can be related to your ideal client. I like to bring stuff out of our industry, like with Ronnie's stuff, to our industry for you and say, hey, look at this. Look how you can use this for your pet business. But now you could start going forward, follow the people you want outside of our industry even, who are talking about good things that make sense to your ideal client, and share it on your wall or share it in your stream. Give it a little context. Speak to your ideal audience, your pet community, and go forward like that, right?
Yeah. Now, there's some comments coming in. I knew it would eventually come, so let me just address it. It has to do with,
yes,
with private type things. When we are doing things as marketers on Google+, we want to do everything we do publicly. We want that visibility for the world to see what we're talking about. You can, inside Google+, just have communication within private spaces. In other words, I might just one-on-one have a chat going on with Josh. Or I might have 50 people that are small group that I just want to chat with them and I don't want that to be public. Does Google index that is the question. And the answer is yes. But don't get scared. Don't get scared.
Okay.
They index it, but they only let it be seen by those that are in the conversation.
Whoa.
So they're that good at this. So if there was 25 people that are chatting in a post about something specific, all of those 25 people might be able to find that in a Google.com search, but nobody outside of that 25 group would be able to see it because it's private. So
now,
yes, it's
indexed,
but it's not discoverable by anyone outside of those that it's supposed to be.
Right, but now Serena is asking a question specifically about my Pet Sittingology Training Center community on Google+. It is closed, which means that you have to request to join, and I have to approve you to join. And
wait, the community is public. The community is a public community, right?
Correct. So, correct me if I'm wrong. Non-members of the community, Ronnie, can see posts inside the community?
They certainly can. The only thing.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So that public community is indexed, and so anybody can see it because it's a public community.
Right.
But if they were to try to come in and start to add a comment, you, because of the way you've set up the community, will have to approve them. They can't just come in and start adding a comment.
Right.
So with a public community, you got two options at least. One is public and open, meaning anybody can see it and anybody can come in without requesting entry.
Right.
Yours is set up that anybody can see it, but if they want to come in and actually interact, they have to ask permission, and you have to give permission.
Right. So, Serena, to answer your question and follow through on that, right, my community is public, but it is closed for new members, meaning you have to you have to submit approval to become and be able to post. But it is a public community, which is how I want it, so we all get the good credit and whatnot. If you want a private space on Google+, you can in fact create fully private communities that will not be indexed publicly on Google, and nobody can just pop in. So there are the two, right?
Right. For example, my community, which is a paid community, is called Hangout Mastery.
Mm-hmm.
That's a private community. So not only is it not, you can't see what's in there if you're not in the community, but you also can't just join it. You have to basically ask permission.
Right.
And then I give permission based on whether you paid or not. And
exactly.
So, and also when you, because it's a month-to-month membership the way I run that, if you decided that, you know, after 3, 4, 5, 6 months you're done, you don't need it anymore or whatever, you leave, you stop paying, then I go in and I remove you from the community. And from that point on, you do not any longer have access to the community.
Right. And really, why would anybody want to do that? Like I mentioned at the top of the show, I'm a member of his Hangout Mastery community. I'm not stopping anytime soon, because if you like this stuff, imagine what he gives to his members. We learn a ton of things, and I personally love Hangouts. I love Google. I love Google Plus, and for my money, that's where I want to be.
Can I jump in about Hangouts for just a moment?
Please, go for it.
Here's what Hangouts lets you do. Hangouts lets you have your own TV station for free. We are broadcasting to a group of people right now, and this is automatically, and that's a word I made up, automatically creating a video of the session, which I believe someone was asking earlier, will it be archived? Will they be able to find it? And that, Josh, I'm going to assume you're going to say yes.
Of course.
Yeah. So it's a live show. It allows us to interact with people in comments, so we're able to do this live interaction stuff. It's like you can yell at the TV and we can yell back. It's wonderful. It then also creates video content, which you then can decide, this was a great show. We talked about five things in it. Let's slice that video up into five smaller segments, and now I've got five more videos plus the initial one. I've now got six pieces of content that I can blog about. So you've got tons of options within this tool, but here's one thing that is way behind the scenes in most people's minds they don't think of. You are establishing trust when you're doing these Hangouts. You are seen. People hear how you talk. They decide they're going to like you or not based on the visuals and the nonverbal communication as well as your verbal communication. This is something we did not have when we just do a blog post. It's just amazing the level of trust that can happen. You get to know me just by me being in a little video conversation like this, and you can decide, you know, I like the way he talks, or, you know, he really bothers me. At least you have made a decision, and now you will move forward with that decision, whereas before, there's more that needs to happen before you're ready to make that decision. So people will make decisions faster and more based on, this is another one, I don't know if you talk about these things or not, but it's an emotional decision.
Yes, indeed. Go with it. Okay. Run.
Emotional decisions have higher and stronger impact when it's time to make a decision and when they have to decide, do I want to continue or not in this space with this person? If they've made an emotional connection, it's going to be more likely they will continue for a longer period of time because they've got an emotional connection. It's not just logic, it's emotion tied in with it as well. Video is emotional. It causes emotional responses. If you can bring in a value, and I'm just going to come back to that same idea. If I'm a pet sitter and I am helping watch somebody's pet while they're away, but they're concerned, I can bring them into their own place with the camera and let them see the pet and see how the pet is still happy and playing and everything's fine. And all of a sudden, now the emotional attachment to that pet is solved. We don't have the worry thing anymore, and you just brought that in. And you could do this on a daily basis or every other day or however often, and all of a sudden now you are their best friend. They can go on more vacations and be happy that you're going to be taking care of their baby.
Yeah, and there is always an ongoing dialogue in our industry about pet sitters who get the power of video, understand that, I really want to do that, should be doing it, but there's always a little hesitation, whether it's getting yourself out there, which, believe me, does take a little bit of time. All I can say is the more you do it, the more you'll get comfortable with it. When I first began on camera, I absolutely hated my voice. I guess I just got used to it. I don't know. But you're always going to be the most critical. But it is a powerful medium that, like I said, there's always an ongoing dialogue about pet sitters wanting to jump into this. But besides the physical emotional attachment and trying to get comfortable with that, there's also the technical that you have to deal with. So either let's continue that dialogue or hook up with Ronnie and I'll help connect the dots, because Ronnie is the Hangout helper. He will make sure that you are front and center with what you need. You can practice in a safe environment, etc. So the fact that this is a TV broadcast is incredible. And there are so many ways. Rita just made the comment. She wrote, I love this. I see potential with our other project, Josh. Me and Rita, I'm helping her build a website for another project. But she sees the potential of Google+, of video Hangouts, and how they tie in to the bigger picture. it is practically endless what you can do and how you can do it on this platform.
Now, we're using Hangouts as an example because that's, you know, that's my thing. Sweet spot kind of thing. But there's other ways to interact with other people, which we talked about earlier, with the comments and the text. But if it's possible for you to get to the place where you can utilize the Hangout tool, think of all the collaborative efforts you can do with people literally around the world or across the country. And here's one thing just to think about. If you are a regional, meaning you specifically work in a, you know, you're in a specific area because you are physically there and it matters that you're physically there, there's nothing wrong with you talking together with other people that are in another part of the country because you're not worried about them potentially taking away some of your business. So what you can do is you can talk about the things that both of you experience and talk about how you're doing it in your area, and those that are in that part of the country will connect with that person, and those that are in your part of the country will connect with you. So you have the ability to take people and work with people that might normally be considered competitors and actually work together and see about what synergistic things can come up out of that type of conversation, because this Hangout tool doesn't matter where you are physically located.
And you could, just off the top of my head, blog posts are designed to be much more than only text. Imagine if you had fired up your cam, and by the way, you can do these alone, one-on-one, and you can do these with up to, 10 people these days?
Yeah, 10 people is the normal limit, yeah.
Yeah, so you can do 10 people, but let's say you have one or two other people, maybe a client, and you're going to just chat with her about what she loves best about you, or you're going to relay a fun story that you and her pet and her experienced, or how you saved the day. Get on a Hangout, fire it up, it records, it goes out, it automatically goes up to your YouTube channel. Now you're getting more content. You can then publish that easily on your blog, just embed it, write a few paragraphs of intro of what they're about to see, and you have a very powerful new piece of content. With that, Kelly wrote, "Do we still write blogs on our website? And the comments on Google Plus provide a teaser to get people interested enough to click on the link." The answer is, of course, absolutely yes. None of this is meant to replace the work you do on your website. Anything you want to add to that, Ronnie?
Yes, you got it. That's good.
Nice one. So where do we see the future of Google Plus going?
Ooh, that's a big one. Another big one to, all right, so where's the future of Google Plus going? I believe it's going to be more and more seamless. In other words, the people that come in using Google Plus to try to game it aren't going to get anywhere. It's just not going to do much for them because it's become more and more obvious that, A, they are not connected to anybody. See, if you come into game and you just start throwing things out there and putting a bunch of keywords in there, and what's that going to do to your average person? They don't. Why would they want to interact with a post that just has a bunch of keywords? So they're going to ignore it. And so it's self-correcting. That's just going to sort of go aside. The people that come in and engage in conversation and talk about the things they're passionate about are going to start to be, or are already, but continue to elevate higher in search in the realm what we call semantic search. The meanings of what you're talking about is going to become easier and easier for Google to identify, and therefore it's going to become more and more powerful for you to simply have a conversation about what you're interested in. That's why when I say listen first, you go in and you interact with other people's things and you add to the conversation, you're automatically adding in keywords that are important to you because those are the things you talk about. And so that is really all that needs to be done. This becomes much more organic or natural and will become harder and harder to game. So to me, what's really happening is the people that want to come into the space of Google Plus and become transparent and really talk about what they're passionate about are going to find the value. The people that come in and try to game the system, they're not going to get very far.
Wow, I love all of that. Before we wrap it up and say goodbye, I want to give everybody here today the opportunity to put in a question or comment in the chat log. If you love it, let me know. If you're confused, let me know. If you have a final thought or comment or question, let us know. on that note, I just want to reiterate a few of those major points. What I love is that when I just heard you, Ronnie, say all that, it really put it in my head that Google Plus, to participate, it's not asking us to do anything differently than what we're already doing. We are already social. We are already interacting with people on Facebook, in other spaces, on our website, in person, on the phone. We are doing all of these things. So it's not like you have to run out and figure out a new skill. You are already utilizing all of the stuff. Just do it naturally on Google Plus. Listen, go over there, just listen to the conversation. Find and search for people you want to listen to. Then listen and participate and connect and relate and share and be a good human being and be a good person and let them know what's on your mind and ask them questions and comment, etc. It's organic and it's going to incredibly increase your business and help you on every level do exactly what you're already doing better.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I want to thank you, Ronnie. How can people get in touch with you if they want to follow you, get your info, that stuff?
I'm going to turn on a thing that we have. It's one of our tools that you can do, and it's right down here. Actually, let me make sure that it's visible. Sometimes lately we've been having issues with this.
Okay, I see it. Yeah, but yeah.
Okay, so it's called the Hangout Helper. There's a website called thehangouthelper.com. That would be one wonderful way to see what I'm doing and how to connect with me and all that. The other is just simply go to my name right over here, Ronnie Bintzer. If you're on Google Plus, or you can even, hey, this is how it works. You can search in Google for my name, Ronnie Bintzer, and all this stuff will start to come up. So those are other ways to connect. But the Hangout Helper is probably the easiest way for people that are used to using websites to connect. Just go to thehangouthelper.com.
Excellent. And I want to, I'm just reading the comments. Seems like everybody had a blast. Of course, we'll keep this conversation going. You know I'm over on Facebook, funny enough, as we're talking about all this. Facebook.com/PetSittingology is the fan page. Most of you I know are in the Training Center group. We can keep the dialogue going there. But why not make the transition now so you can at least start to get your feet wet with me? Go follow Ronnie. You can easily do that. When you're on Google Plus, search for either Pet Sittingology or Pet Sittingology Training Center. Request to become a member. I'll approve you, and we'll have a good amount of dialogue that we can keep there. Somebody just asked where they actually go to get into Google Plus, and what is it? Plus.google.com.
Yes, plus.google.com. Or if you were to just go into google.com and type in Google Plus, it'll bring you right to the place you have to click.
Excellent. And remember that all of these accounts are connected. So if you have a Gmail account, you're already up and running with a profile. A YouTube account is connected. Your Gmail, like I said, your Google Plus profile, it's all there. Let me see if anything else. All right. Well, that'll do it. Please come on over. Keep the dialogue going. If you want to email me, you know where to find me. Do follow Ronnie. Ronnie, thanks so much for joining us. An absolute pleasure to have you today.
It's my pleasure, and I'll just add a couple more comments as we just wrap up in the commenting area, just so that people can get some last questions in and things like that.
I appreciate that. So as he said, he's going to be sticking around for a few minutes and participating. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Joshua Carey with Pet Sittingology. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye now.